Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. Bangladesh to review all cases filed following the fall of Awami League government last year. European Union wants risking of trade agreement following President Trump's new global 15% tariff. And at least 25 members of Mexican National Guard troops killed in retaliatory violence after killing of a drug lord. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. Later, a series of programs will be held in Jerusalem. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has termed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel as historic. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh said India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism. He added that whenever there has been a crisis, the two countries have stood by each other.
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other.
Mr. Singh said when Prime Minister Modi visited Israel in 2017, both the leaders had laid the foundation for the strengthening of bilateral ties. He further added the time has come to build on the strategic partnership and taking it to a new phase. Giving information to PM Modi's visit, he said several agreements will be signed after the talks between both prime ministers. The Indian envoy said that the talks will focus on innovation, science and technology, artificial intelligence, cyber security, quantum and other areas.
Prime Minister will be addressing Knesset. This will be the first address by any Indian Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the first Prime Minister to address the Knesset. It's going to be a very important speech. Through the Knesset, Prime Minister will be addressing the Israeli as well as the Indian citizens. And I think the whole of Israel is going to watch. And his speech will focus on various areas of cooperation.
We have more details from a correspondent Dheeraj Kakaria in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving in Tel Aviv, the Israeli capital city, on a two-day state visit tomorrow, that is from 25th February 2026. Immediately after landing in Tel Aviv, the Prime Minister will be holding a private meeting with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. Rest of all the programs of the Prime Minister are organized in Jerusalem only. On day one, the main program is to address to the Israeli parliament Knesset. Narendra Modi will be the first Indian leader to address the Israeli parliament. He will also be participating in a community event where he is likely to interact with the people of Indian origin settled in Israel. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to take part in tech exhibition. Day 2 will begin with the visit to Yad Vashem. It is a Holocaust memorial. More than 6 million Jews were killed by Nazi in the Holocaust episode. List of more than 5 million Jews, those who were killed, in which more than 1.5 million children were also there. Their list is made in form of a book. Prime Minister will be watching this book. Thereafter, he will depart for a meeting with President Mr. Isaac Herzog. After bilateral talks with President, the Prime Minister will be having an extended meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. Both leaders will be finalizing the documents of agreement and exchange of agreements in presence of both leaders. After this, Prime Minister is scheduled to depart for Tel Aviv and therefrom for India.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Rob Jetten on assuming office as the Prime Minister of Netherlands. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that India and the Netherlands share an extensive relationship across diverse sectors. The Prime Minister also expressed his eagerness to work closely with his Dutch counterpart to add further momentum to the growing ties between the two countries and their people. Bangladesh Home Minister Salahuddin Ahmed has ordered a fresh review of all cases filed after 5th August 2024 following the fall of the Sheikh Hasina's Awami League government, saying the move aims to protect innocent citizens from harassment. Speaking to reporters after a three-hour meeting with heads of departments and law enforcement agencies at the Secretariat yesterday, the minister said police had been instructed to re-examine the lawsuits and submit a report to the government. He warned that action would also be taken against police personnel if they were found involved in harassment. Europe has warned the trade deal struck with the US could now be at risk after President Donald Trump unveiled a new global 15% tariff on all imports at the weekend. Trump's move came after the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday struck down his global tariffs policy implemented last spring that had upset the long-standing global trading order. Officials in Europe and London expressed alarm and consternation at the latest upheaval in global trade relations, saying Trump's new tariff policy could upend trade deals signed with the U.S. last year. This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Mexico, at least 25 members of the National Guard military police were killed in retaliatory violence in the state of Jalisco after the killing of a drug lord. Unrest has erupted in at least 20 states since Eno Cervantes, better known as El Mencho, died in custody yesterday, shortly after being captured by Mexican special forces. The U.S. had offered a $15 million reward for information leading to his arrest. He died in a helicopter after being injured in a military operation by Mexican special forces in a wooded area outside the town of Tapalpa in the western state of Jalisco. According to Mexico's defense ministry, Mexico has sent 2,500 soldiers to the west of the country to bolster security. The U.S. State Department is pulling out non-essential government personnel and their family members from the U.S. Embassy in Beirut amid growing concerns over the risk of military conflict with Iran. A senior State Department official said the U.S. is continuously assessing the security environment and based on the latest situation in the region. The official said the embassy remains operational with core staff in place and this is a temporary measure intended to ensure the safety of the staff. U.S. President Donald Trump's top science advisor Michael Kratsios said India is a technology powerhouse that is central to the White House's global artificial intelligence push, highlighting the country's engineering depth and growing innovation ecosystem. He added that India graduates an incredible number of engineers, has deep domestic talent, and is building strong products and applications, said the top American scientific advisor, who recently returned from India after attending the India AI Impact Summit. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged the internationals in Iran to leave the country by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The embassy has reiterated its advisory issued on January 14 this year, saying all Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin should exercise due caution, avoid areas of protest or demonstrations, stay in contact with the Indian embassy in Iran and monitor local media for any developments. It also requested the internationals to have the travel and immigration documents, including passports and identity cards, readily available with them. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Against a target of 255 runs set by the West Indies, Zimbabwe scored only 147 runs in 17.4 overs. Put into bat first, West Indies scored 254 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Zimbabwe won the toss and opted to bowl. Shimran Hetmeyer was declared player of the match. Today, England to take on Pakistan in a Super 8 Group 2 match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In the women's cricket, India will face Australia in the first match of the three-match ODI series at the Allen Border Field, Brisbane today, starting at 9:20 a.m. IST. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur leads a confident Indian side fresh from the 2025 ODI World Cup triumph. Australia, led by Alisa Healy in a final international series before retirement, looks to defend the home record against a bolstered Indian squad featuring Renuka Singh and Harleen Diol. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. Bangladesh to review all cases filed following the fall of Awami League government last year. European Union wants a risking of trade agreement following President Trump's new global 15% tariff. At least 25 members of Mexican National Guard troops killed in retaliatory violence after killing of a drug lord. And that is the end of this news bulletin.